Three decades ago, as the principal cellist of the Asheville Symphony, Judith Glickson performed pieces from Bach, Benjamin Britten, and other composers for the sheer love of the music. But over the years, long after moving away from the Southeast, Glickson's commitment to social activism has grown and rivaled her devotion to music.
I call myself a type A personality with a type B constitution, and I was wearing myself out with various kinds of activism, working as a freelance cellist, raising my daughter, and doing my part-time psychotherapy practice.
There are elements of each, activism, music, therapy, and motherly care, wrapped into what Glickson is calling One Cello, One Planet. It's a program of solo cello music Glickson is wrapping into an evening of climate change awareness. She's returning to Western North Carolina this week for a series of performances. Her goal is to raise awareness about climate science, along with activism among classical music fans.
Just to kind of make it more of an experiential event, and a way for people to take in the information on a level other than statistics and fear. And
Glickson spent 10 years with the Asheville Symphony and the Brevard Chamber Orchestra. She lives now in Lexington, Massachusetts. Over the past decade, she grew active in Mothers for a Livable Future, 350.org, and other progressive climate efforts. She has marched in rallies and protests, and now in her early 60s, has embarked on several three-day solo walks, collectively raising about $16,000 for efforts to stem climate change. Glickson conceived of One Cello, One Planet after hearing French composer Maurice Ravel's version of the Kaddish, the Jewish prayer for the dead. She then pieced together Ravel's Kaddish with other compositions in a program she sees as telling the story of the earth from the beginning of time.
It being a Kaddish, and I'm Jewish as well, and so the Kaddish really spoke to me in that I felt like I was in mourning for the planet. Each day, some new idea was coming to me. Oh, maybe Bach would go well with that. So I played the beginning of the third suite, and I went, whoa, this is kind of like creation. This is like the Big Bang, and then all these different parts of the earth coming to fruition. So I was able to give the whole thing a story.
Glickson returns to Western North Carolina about once a year for family visits, but this program brings her back for her first local performances in a quarter century.
It's kind of a culmination. It combines music with the activism that I also have much passion about. It's about the music, it's about the story, and it's about the planet and what we need to do to take care of it and bring it back to the way it needs to be.
Performances of One Cello, One Planet are August 16th at First Christian Church in Black Mountain, August 18th at United Church of Christ in Tryon, August 23rd at Trinity Presbyterian Church in Hendersonville, and August 25th at Jubilee Community Church in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.